You're listening to the I Heard You're Gonna podcast with your hosts, Kurt and Jake. Thanks for listening. Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the I Heard You're Gonna podcast. This is your host, Kurt. I'm unfortunately not joined by Jake today. There's absolutely no excuse for him not being here. Today on the podcast, I'm here with a friend of mine, Brent. And Brent, I'll start this out. I heard you're gonna get some rubber bike grips for your bike. Just a standard grip. I understand. What do you have now on your bike now?
The standard metal grade professional G2 grips, maybe?
Now, those are actual grips, though? Or is that just the composite that your handlebars are made out of?
You can only get them on sites like Amazon.com, if you've heard of that.
Now I'm no expert here, but I understand that the two traditional components that handlebars are made out of are either carbon fiber or aluminum. Which would you say that yours are made out of?
Oh, definitely carbon. Carbon. The light of the most aerospace cutting edge technology.
Okay, then traditionally a person for, you know, comfort, performance would then put an actual grip on there made out of some type of rubber-based component.
If they don't have the latest and greatest, like I do, they probably do that.
But now I did have my staff inspect your bike, and I did notice that there doesn't appear to be any grips whatsoever on your bike.
No, like I said, it's built into the handlebars.
It's a built-in. I do want to explore this. Now, is this, since there is no grip at all, no extra grip, is this like, do you do this for the feel, or is this a core thing, or what is it?
Yeah, it's a feel thing for sure. I can detect all the little nuances of the surface that I'm riding over with this latest carbon technology.
Okay.
NASA, I'm pretty sure, is the producer.
Now, here's just a byproduct. There's a friend of mine's son. He unfortunately took a spill on his mountain bike. The grip went right into his stomach as he crashed. It cut him open. Now, I heard you're gonna podcast. We hear a lot of things. Now, I had heard that you actually took a spill today and took your grip or lack of grip right in the abdomen. Is this true?
I don't know if I want to confirm or deny those rumors. I got to talk to my lawyer about that one.
Okay. Well, it's okay. So it sounds like it's still a pending case. Let's talk hypothetical. Now, would that have been better or worse had you not had rubberized grips protecting the metal, or versus just pure metal going in there?
I will admit the handlebars would have probably been more protected from my stomach.
But circling back,
they might have done better.
This is a core thing. It's the same as now. Were you wearing elbow pads today, Brent?
Yes.
You were wearing elbow pads mm-hmm. when you were biking?
Yep.
Interesting, because now, do you wear elbow? You're a skateboarder. Do you wear elbow pads when you skateboard?
No, just when I bike.
But you do wear them when you bike. I'm not, that some of my sources on my production team had told me you are not wearing elbow pads, which is more of a core thing.
Like, you got to check on these sources. I don't know how much you can believe in.
Well, anyway, we're just about out of time, everybody. Thanks for joining. This one is, I'm not sure that we may need to come back and fact check this one, but thanks for listening.
I'm thinking about it.
Thinking about what?
I'm contemplating the handle grips.
Oh, okay, great. Well, then I tell you what, maybe 10 to 15, 25 episodes, we'll circle back and we'll find out if Brent has met his goals of achieving his goals of getting handlebar grips. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Goodbye.